Greetings, Meltopians. Are you looking to delve deeper into the world of Meltopia? Then check out our Patreon, where you can find written mythos pieces, world maps, found footage, art, Patreon-exclusive shows, and more. Just go to patreon.com/Meltopia and join one of our tiers for access to great new content. Brave the forbidden and embrace the darkness.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Greetings, fellow Meltopians, and welcome to another episode of the Meltopia Podcast. We'd like to thank our amazing patrons for helping make this episode possible. For as little as $2 a month, you too can be part of our growing community. So take a moment to explore the exclusive bonus content at patreon.com/Meltopia. To help further support our work, consider leaving an honest rating and review on iTunes or your podcast platform of choice. From the three of us here at Meltopia, thanks so much to our listeners for your continued support. And as always, enjoy the show. Mars winced as the room filled with a single soul-shuddering scream. Keith's limp body, the instrument of the end song, the antithesis of creation. The lethal discordance rushed through the crumbling house on Lineage Street like fire, catching in the wood and stone and glass of its construction, multiplying and intensifying for every object caught in its path. Hazel's features slackened as she rescinded her power, and Keith's face and body returned to their former ruin.
"I can't regress him without the scream coming along for the ride,"
Hazel announced, her brow slick with sweat.
"Every time I get him back to the point he's better, the scream follows."
Eric turned from where Keith had been stretched out on the bed, running his hands through his hair. "Can you push past the scream to an earlier point where the thing hadn't been loosed?"
"No, it won't let me. It's like it knows what I'm trying to do and actively forces me to bring it with Keith. It wants me to release it, and it's betting I will if I want to save him."
Hazel slumped in the chair next to the bed, exhausted. Mars stared at Keith for a moment, then down at his knotted fists. "Is there any part of Keith in there? I mean, when you're trying to pull him out, is he aware of it?"
"I can't really tell. I only have a sense of what I'm trying to regress, not its mental state. But if I were to guess, since I'm technically attempting to reinstate his mind, maybe?"
Mars took in the sight of the dying sun where it collapsed beyond the cracked bedroom window, its fire all but gone. The world was about to turn into a hell of killing and dying. "Well, that's gonna have to be good enough, I guess. I have no fucking clue if it'll work, but I don't see any other way through this. We aren't gonna be able to protect Keith and fend off those fuckers all at the same time. He's gotta be brought out, or he's dead. That's all there is to it."
"What the hell are you on about, Mars?" Eric quizzed from behind the Warbringer.
Mars ignored the question and opened the bedroom door, calling down to Veronica and Theodore where they waited in the living room.
"Nika, meet up with your guys and take Theodore back to his place. I'll catch up as soon as I can. Things might be getting sort of loud around here."
The front door closed as the gun maiden and the spirit handler made for Fisher Avenue. Mars turned to face his fellow passengers and grimaced.
"Look, I think I might be able to help him get out. If I can channel a little of my power, energy, whatever the fuck it is, into Keith, then he might be able to fight back the scream, bring it back under his control. Could allow you to regress him without dragging the scream along with him."
Eric and Hazel contemplated the plan.
"Can you even do that?"
Eric managed.
"Well, I got a lot of fight stored up from all that's been going on, so I might be able to shift a little of the runoff his way. At least I think I might be able to. Christ, what else we got? It's that or... I don't know what."
Hazel nodded.
"Like you said, there doesn't seem to be another way. Just let me know when you're ready."
Eric was silent, backing away from the prone conductor to allow his teammates room to effect the new scheme. Mars placed a hand upon Keith's shoulder and closed his eyes tightly. Within moments, the conductor began to sweat and shudder, his brow creasing.
"Now,"
the Warbringer growled. Hazel's hands closed around Keith's as the room vibrated from the mixing of melgenic energies. As if some horrible, shrieking thing were clawing its way out of the conductor's body, the scream began leaking into the room.
"Come on, man, fight it."
Mars' muscles bloated as he increased his grip on Keith's shoulder, his shadow burning red, smoke lifting from the wooden floor where it fell. A snarl moved across Keith's lips as his own muscles twitched and tensed. The scream continued to intensify, wheeling around the room, shattering windows and cracking apart the walls. Eric pressed his hands to his ears and crushed himself into a corner. Mars looked over at the regressor, who was beginning to age before his eyes. He didn't know how much longer she could keep it up, but he also knew she wouldn't stop. That was just how she was put together. Smoke began to curl into the air from beneath Keith, his own shadow taking on the color of war, compressed burning and blackening into the sheets. Hazel fell to her knees at the bedside, yet continued to cling to Keith's hands, which now knotted around her own, whitening at their fingertips. Mars reacted without thought, reaching out and closing his free hand over Hazel's. Almost instantly, the regressor grit her teeth and returned to her feet, her shadow blazing scarlet. Fire and smoke rose around the trio as a circuit of time and war and pain fully closed. The scream smashed through the ceiling, throwing the rooftop high into the cooling skies. Mars could feel the house began to fold upon its foundation, threatening to collapse for a second time. Fire from the three burning shadows spread across the room, obscuring where the Englishman now lay flat upon the floor, his ears bleeding around his hands where they pressed desperately against them. Mars knew if one person could pull through the worst the scream could dish, it'd be Eric. Compliments of his big brother, of course. The walls of the room shattered as another wicked sound wave lashed out like a monstrous tentacle. The scream stretched across the city, its echoes wrenching holes in the world, further wrecking a city already near ruins. The population of Deadwitch recoiled beneath the invisible touch of the Song of Doom once more. Worse still, the tune seemed familiar, though not from any earthly experience, but from one of the many nightmares that kept them pacing the floors well into the dead of night. Reaching its apex, the sound spiraled into the air, a sonic mushroom cloud unfurling over the city and surrounding woods, echoing through the bones of all who heard it, until it faded into silence. Veronica and Theodore met Greg and Sefton at the edge of town, where the city's corpse laid at the foot of the encroaching forest as if felled by it. A largely accurate depiction. The two wanderers sat on the crumbling wall of a nearby Georgian that had fallen many years prior, likely during the infamous witch trials.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They removed their hands from over their ears as the wake of the scream retreated over the splintered roofs and swaying treetops.
Well, that wall sure as hell ain't going anywhere with you two on duty.
Veronica grinned at the sight of her lounging teammates, ignoring the cacophony.
Didn't you hear that? It's that passenger's racket, just like from last night.
Greg blurted, hopping off the wall.
Yeah, I heard it. I got ears, don't I? Just never mind it for now. It's all under control, I think.
Sefton's frown was almost defeat.
If you say so. And it certainly wasn't my idea to be posted here like some kind of sentinel, staring up at the forest all day.
Searching the tree line in as many spectrums as her eyes allowed, the gun maiden squinted at the last ember of failing daylight.
There's worse things to do around here than giving that uptight ass of yours a rest, Brainy. Besides, we need someone who can sound the alarm all fast-like. Can't have those bastards sneaking back into the city again.
Nika rejoined after detaching her attention from the forest.
Well, there hasn't been so much as a peep all day.
Greg said over his shoulder as he plucked a couple bottles of beer from an old leather haversack on the ground.
Well, not till just now, anyways. Maybe all that noise ran him off.
I doubt it.
Nika replied, catching a beer and twisting the cap off.
I haven't had too many free lunches in my time. You?
Nope. None that were worth eating, anyway.
Greg chuckled, tossing the second beer to Theodore. The spirit handler took a long pull from the bottle and exhaled his satisfaction.
Ah, I always figured you wanderers kept the good Canadian stuff to yourselves. This certainly proves it.
As the old man turned the bottle around to show the label, he stopped short and fired a confused expression at the tree line. A massive edifice of fog was gliding through the woods, obfuscating the trees as it crept forward. The collected Malsapiens took several steps backward to put the peak of the fog bank in view, where it towered and tumbled from the highest reaches of the visible sky, like an ephemeral tidal wave.
What in God's name is that?
Greg whispered almost inaudibly, his eyes bulging.
Sure as shit ain't no free lunch, that's for damn sure.
The gun maiden growled, cracking her knuckles and turning to the brainstormer.
Let him know it started.
Amadeus Sefton nodded grimly, loosing an arc of hissing lightning from the center of his forehead. The blazing psychic power shot up to the ragged wires that hung like draping vines strung between the equally shabby poles. The energy sizzled down the length of copper, snapping and skipping across the many gaps. Every phone in Deadwitch rang, indicating a clear and simple message. It's begun. Veronica brought up the rear as the Malsapiens hustled through the debris-choked streets, her eyes stapled to the leading edge of the fog bank, eager to find a target. While the avalanche of mist rippled and rolled in unusual ways, not least of which was its refusal to obey the wind, it didn't seem to enfold anything. Yet. Somewhere between Decanter Street and Hovland Avenue, the fog began to move with speed and purpose, wrapping around buildings as if to constrict them and plunging through the streets as if to block them off. Veronica switched her vision over to infrared as dusk became darkness. Slight and rhythmic tremors started, signaling the movement of monstrous things. Veronica faced forward and yelled,
"Run! Get your asses moving!"
The small band broke into a mad dash, the fog now lapping at their heels. The gun maiden could feel a presence closing on them from behind. They weren't going to make Fisher Avenue before the cloud overtook them.
Ah, fuck it,
she grumbled, turning around with arms outstretched, fists closed tight.
William could hear artillery thundering in the distance. He didn't wonder at the source.
Looks like Nick has started the party, as usual. Plex, get up above that shit and see what's what.
Philip Lexington III, the cybernetic wanderer, more often known as Plex, jetted into the sky, blue flames outlining his path where he kept well ahead of the tumbling mists. William's eyes lingered upon the flyer. Concerned the wanderer's recent beating at the hands of the conductor left him a little too unsteady. After Plex was out of sight, William leaned against the railing of the broad wooden deck that wrapped around the back of the Roman house, straining to see into the wall of white that had already erased the woods and outlying houses. He turned to face the dozen or so Malsapians that flanked him, scratching at his jaw.
Shit's thick as pea soup. Best to get inside and lay low. But be ready for anything. These fuckers is going all out tonight.
Plex's tinny voice crackled from the walkie-talkie in William's hand.
The fog is wrapping completely around the city. Looks like it's originating out of the west end of the forest. How far back, I can't tell. The thing extends upwards as far as I can detect, and there's definitely movement inside of it. But my senses ain't giving me anything specific. You want me to get a little closer? See if my instruments can break through?
Scowling at the gathering mists where they began to pool around the back steps, William closed and locked the thick oak door behind him.
No way. Get back down here ASAP. Ain't no sense in sticking your head in a beehive.
Okay, gotcha.
Plex chirped through the static, his voice vanishing from the handheld. William switched channels.
Lynn, you there?
Go ahead, I'm here.
The coldness of the sense stealer's voice managed to make it past all the static.
The fog's already at my door, and it's wrapping around the city. Should be hitting you guys pretty soon, I'd guess.
I can already see it. It's moving through the streets as we speak. And it isn't normal fog either, so stay clear of it if you can help it. I'm not exactly sure what it does, but it's giving off some strange vibes. By the way, is that Nika I'm hearing?
That's my guess. Looks like shit might have gone sideways not too long after Brainy sounded the alarm. So I'm hoping everyone at least managed to regroup at Chestnut Street. Still waiting for them to report from the old Fart's place. I ain't too worried, though. They know what they're doing.
I'm sure they do.
The walkie went silent with a click as Lynn broke contact. William was sure the thing felt colder for the conversation. He was on his way to the front window to see how far the fog had managed into the city when the screaming started. It was coming from upstairs. The once great king of Witchtown raced toward the sound, his eyes sinking into black pits, fists leaking black smoke. Pushing his way past a line of gawking Malsapians, he tore up the stairs, spoiling for a fight. Stepping into the hallway, he caught sight of a shape, a woman. She managed a panicked shriek before getting yanked violently up the stairs leading to the third floor, leaving behind several scratch marks striping the wall where her grip had failed her. William was on the third floor in seconds, just in time to see the door at the end of the hall slam shut. From what little he saw, the woman was no one he recognized, which caused him to carefully open the door rather than smash through it. The large spare bedroom roiled in mist. The window was wide open, and he could hear a pronounced sobbing from just beyond it, where the fog obscured his vision.
"I ain't that fucking stupid,"
William muttered under his breath. Still, he wanted to see the face of the trickster, maybe blow it off its skull if given the chance. Inching forward, he craned his neck to see what lurked behind the window, his fist pulsing black smoke, ready to rush forward. A moment before he reached the sill, the unidentified woman melted into view from the other side, hanging limply in the misty air, her sobs turning to laughter.
"Yuck it up, asshole. Let's see how funny you think this is."
William swung at the woman as she drifted backwards, gliding through the air. A dozen others appeared from the murk, all of them laughing, forming around something stepping from the mist. The thing stood chest level with the third story window, most of its body draped in flowing deep red silks. Its face lay hidden beneath a steepled hood, and from behind it writhed legions of undulating tentacles, each terminating in the shape of human lures. The monstrosity tilted its head downward towards the staring wanderer, emitting a deep rumble that rattled the windows.
Help me, please! Help me! Help me!
The fleshy Somebody, marionettes please. Cried in between their Help laughter. Me. William took a step back, swallowing hard. Fuck me. We'd like to take a moment to thank the following patrons for supporting this episode: Nick, K. Davis, G-Man, Andrew Knott, Thesis Ascendant, David Gregory, Noondu Toast, Ian Hagen, Jonathan Schenk, Kurt Kornfeld, Deborah Carpenter, and Sarah Anzalone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.